600 Kogo. Of course, in moments, we should know the result of the Kate Steinle murder trial, the verdict against that illegal immigrant. We'll take that live when it does get announced. But we will switch gears to criminal defense attorney Laura Yuretsian. She is concerned, as I am, about a potential boomerang effect on all these sexual harassment allegations where innocent people could be falsely accused of doing these bad deeds. She joins us on the DeMaio Report. Laura, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell me how when you confront these issues, and having been through it myself, falsely accused, at least the FBI came to my defense and was able to give me my reputation back. But when you're dealing,
you're lucky that they did.
I know. I lucked out. What do you see out there in terms of the outright manufacturing of allegations against individuals who are in the public eye?
Well, generally, as part of my practice, I see cases, domestic violence cases and sexual assault cases, where people do manufacture things. So people in the public eye, especially now in this atmosphere, this almost, I would call it a cultural revolution, they're easy targets. It doesn't mean that we don't have true victims. Of course, there's plenty of them. There's a reason we've got this whole movement, and it's about time for the movement. But what really worries me and scares me, really, and I would hate to be a man in this day and age at this time right now, is that anyone at this point can come out and accuse you of anything they want. And basically, it sticks. No one questions it. Maybe they look into it a little bit, and God forbid there's a second or third person who come forward, and you're pretty much done. I mean, look at what's been going on. And I'm not saying, if I give examples, it doesn't necessarily mean I think they've done it or they haven't done it. All I can say is I can see careers crashing at this point, left and right. Every day we hear a new person being accused, and pretty much their careers are over.
Oh, and by the way, when you talk about multiple allegations, there are people who actually coordinate multiple allegations further their own claims and be like, well, look, if I can get a buddy or a friend to both of us come forward at the same time, then even though I know I'm lying and they know they're lying, hey, we both can cash out and get a payday here. Because, who in the world would expect it to be two people or four people? I mean, I think as soon as you get four, five, six, seven, that you're getting an issue of like, okay, is this really a conspiracy? But I absolutely could see multiple people stepping forward, making things up.
Of course, it's very easy, especially nowadays. Everybody knows the larger the number of accusers, the better the case, and the more credibility the rest are going to get. And it's very easy to believe that people can do that. But again, of course, when you have a large number, then it becomes a little more difficult for whether it be a defendant or whoever the accused is to defend against it, because the larger number, the more believable, the more credible these people are.
You brought up the Sylvester Stallone thing. A couple days ago, there was an allegation made against Stallone, but it seems as though that allegation has been disproven, right?
Yes, and how lucky was he that his wife at the time, they were newlyweds, she happened to be there. She was spending most of her time, if not every moment of her days with him. And he lucked out, because this was an incident that happened, I believe, over 30 years ago. And who remembers where they were and what they did 30 years ago? And how do you defend against an accusation from 30 years ago? But like I said, thank goodness for him, his ex-wife remembered the time, and it must have been the time that stood out, because clearly they were newlyweds and she was with him at the time. So that was it was the best thing that could have happened to him. But what about the others, the other people who've been accused? Not everybody happens to have an ex-wife or a family member who could vouch for them and what they were doing and where they were.
You know, the interesting thing is, and this was my frustration, is it is so hard to prove a negative. It's difficult to prove an affirmative, but it is really almost impossible to prove a negative on something. Like, no, I didn't do that. Well, how do you – where's your proof you didn't do it? It's not my job to prove I didn't do it. It's their job to show you evidence that I did it. But no one in the media seems to care, as long as it fits their narrative.
And the worst part of it is, nowadays, with everybody being accused left and right, most of these people in most of these cases, I mean, many of them are just sexual harassment type cases – they may never end up in court. So these people really will never be able to truly defend themselves. They're going to be branded for life. And
by the way,
never have
libel,
the opportunity to clear themselves.
Libel and slander. So I explored libel and slander because I was like, I'm going to sue these people for libel and slander. And when I sat down with the attorney, they said, first and foremost, you're in the public eye. So the standards are different than a private citizen. And it took me a while to understand that. But I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, so if I'm deemed to be in the public eye, I have to even have even more of a hurdle. And then you then have to prove that, A, the allegation was false, B, that the person knew it was false, and C, the person did it because they were motivated to damage you. And it's very difficult to meet that test as a public official.
I'm sure. And everybody obviously in this atmosphere, people know that it's difficult and they are taking advantage. And again, I'm not belittling the true victims. There are many, many women who are subjected to sexual harassment.
Yep.
And I understand that. I'm a woman. I've seen it. And I'm all for it. People should come out. But I think part of it is an issue with corporate America. There is a culture of just, For years, people have gotten away with it. And I understand it's time to change this culture.
Sure, but we have to be careful of the boomerang effect.
Exactly.
We got to go. Laura, thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by. Coming up.